FM and DAB across Kent.
Online and on the move on your smartphone.
This is KMFM with the latest news for Kent at 1, Joanna Earle.
A teenager's due in court later, charged with murder following the death of a man in Dartford who's said to have fallen ill after an alleged altercation at an address in Sackville Road on Saturday and died at the scene. A 17-year-old boy, who we're not allowed to name, is expected to appear at Medway Magistrates later.
KMFM News.
Children as young as 9 have been caught sexting in Kent, according to figures given to KMFM. Police say so far this year they've dealt with almost 60 cases of underage youngsters sending explicit pictures of children and teenagers. Teachers and one secondary school in Medway have been working with officers to write a play on the issue to help educate students. Claire Cobb is head of drama at Robert Napier in Gillingham.
The police will be involved at the point where something has already happened, at which point it's too late. They don't have the resources to go into every school and do assemblies every day on all the different issues. This is a way of them being able to have a big impact in the community.
You can watch our video report on this story at kentonline.co.uk. A 3-year-old girl has been praised by paramedics after calling 999 when her mum collapsed at her Kent home.
Do you need an ambulance?
Yes, mummy.
It's mummy, is it? Mummy's not feeling very well.
Isabel Solly from Snodlam managed to raise the alarm after finding her mum on the floor. She was able to answer questions about what had happened and reassure her mum help was on the way.
Just let mummy know there's an ambulance on the way.
Coming,
she's now been reunited with the medics who helped. You can hear more of that call and see pictures at kentonline.co.uk.
KMFM News.
A 20-year-old man's in a London hospital with serious injuries following a suspected hit and run in Broadstairs. He was knocked down in Westwood Road just after 6:30 last night. A dark coloured car thought to have been involved is said to have left the scene. The victim's in a serious but stable condition. Police want to hear from any witnesses. Theresa May is setting out tax cuts for businesses in an attempt to win back their support. She's addressing the CBI's conference in London, telling them she plans to offer them the lowest corporation tax of any G20 nation. She's also told them she's determined the result of the EU referendum be used as an opportunity to make the UK fairer.
That's the kind of change people voted for. Not just to leave the European Union, but to change the way our country works and the people for whom it works forever. And I'm determined that we will deliver the change they need.
A Canterbury school has issued a warning to students after 2 schoolgirls were reportedly followed home by a man. It's claimed the suspect initially targeted the sisters on board a bus travelling from the city towards Whitstable last Thursday, and then again when they got off. The head teacher at Simon Langton Girls Grammar says police have been told.
KMFM News.
Another weather warning's been issued for Kent. This one's for strong winds for 8 hours from 1 tomorrow morning. Forecasters say gusts could reach up to 80 miles per hour on the coast. And at kentonline.co.uk, you can see pictures of a huge pile of rubbish found fly-tipped outside a business near Rochester. The waste appears to have been dumped on the Medway City estate over the weekend. Business owners fear it'll cost thousands to remove, as it's on private land, so won't be dealt with by the council.
KMFM Sport.
Tennisman Andy Murray is going to finish the year as the world's number one after winning the ATP World Tour Finals title. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Nicola.
Well, Murray beat 5-time champion Novak Djokovic in straight sets in London yesterday and says he doesn't want to let go of his place at the top of the standings.
It's going to be extremely difficult, but now that I've got there, I would obviously be motivated to try and stay in that position.
Football next, and it's hoped even more fans will start going to Dover Athletic Games following the opening of a new £1.3 million stand. The 500-seat facility also means players and officials now have Football League standard changing areas. Club chairman Jim Parmenter says they couldn't have imagined this a decade ago.
We're in Ryman South, or just about to go into Ryman South, hugely in debt. Ground was falling apart, and the football was pretty poor. So, you know, it's taken 10 years, but we're back now at the pushing for playoffs again in the top of the National League, and the ground's superb.
And in ice hockey, it was a good weekend for Kent's Invicta Dynamos as they picked up back-to-back wins in the league. They came from 2 goals down to beat London Raiders away from home on Saturday. That was followed by a 7-6 win over Milton Keynes Thunder at the ice rink in Gillingham last night.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.
Read, watch and listen to all the latest news stories across Kent
at kentonline.co.uk.